T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's your All Local for Tuesday morning, the 11th of October, 2022. We reached a high of 87 degrees today, something like that today, but it's going to be windier with winds out of the south at 15 to 25. Maybe some afternoon showers. We haven't had rain in a while. We'll see. And trying to clear Plano neighborhoods of short-term rentals like Airbnb, VRBO, that might be an expensive legal battle that the city has no chance of winning. That's the latest from attorneys anyway. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the update.
Many Plano residents say they think short-term rentals are destroying their neighborhoods, and they are asking city leaders to do more to regulate them. But attorneys warned council members at last night's meeting that it won't be an easy thing to do. They say they'll face legal hurdles and cited recent court battles in which cities tried to prohibit STRs and lost. At the very minimum, the council is considering requiring short-term rental property owners to register with the city and get a license. But some residents want more than that, saying these properties lead to high crime. At the meeting, police said most of the complaints received about short-term rentals are about noise or parking. But last month, a brothel was busted being run out of an STR in Plano, sparking new concerns.
That particular, and that has been the only prostitution-related STR that we are aware of at the police department. So those people moved up from Dallas, as you probably read. We had received a tip unrelated to Dallas about that particular STR.
Plano Police Chief Ed Drain says two women were arrested and several victims of sex trafficking were rescued. Even though that's the only known incident of this kind in Plano, it is adding fuel to the fire. The Texas Neighborhood Coalition of Plano says STRs should not be allowed to exist in neighborhoods, and they are asking the city to explore all legal avenues to get rid of them. Bailey, Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We go to Uvalde, an emotional night. The town split over the sudden retirement of the school superintendent, who was in charge at the time of the school shooting. KRLD's Chris Fox has been following.
Outside the Uvalde school board meeting, parents and educators gathered in a show of support for Dr. Hal Harrell and his 31 years of service. Former Robb Elementary teacher Nicole Ogburn survived the school massacre and supports him.
So I know him, and he's not a person that hates. He's one that truly cares.
Inside the board meeting, quite different. Velma Lisa Duran's sister, Irma Garcia, one of the teachers killed.
Your school board members hired you to do your job, and you failed tremendously, causing a lifetime of pain, depression, and mental anguish.
Harrell announced his retirement Friday after the school district suspended its police force due to its failed response to the shooting. From the 24-hour news center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An 8-year-old boy has died after being struck by a car in East Dallas. This happened Monday night. Police say the boy was riding a scooter on Delito Road near I-30 and Buckner. A little past 7 p.m., 911 calls came in saying the boy had been struck by a car. He was rushed to the hospital. He was pronounced dead. Police have not said anything about the driver or whether any charges are expected. A Joshua couple is killed inside their home. Their son is arrested. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports.
Johnson County deputies have detained 28-year-old Samuel Scarlett for stealing a car belonging to his parents, 66-year-old Mike and 68-year-old Kay Scarlett. The couple was found shot to death inside their home in Joshua. Now, as of right now, Samuel is not charged with the murders of his parents, but sheriff's investigators say they are not looking for anyone else in connection with the crime. Mike Scarlett was a beloved actor and filmmaker who had planned on attending a film competition over the weekend in Richardson, where his most recent film was going to be screened. From the 24-hour news center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New information now coming out about the weekend shooting deaths of four people in Fort Worth.
The four died in what police believe was a drug-related robbery. The names of three of the four have been released, and it turns out one of them was arrested in a Fort Worth shooting in May. Amarion Craven was arrested when police accused him of being the gunman who shot into a crowd outside the Varsity Tavern on West 7th, wounding two people. Craven was initially jailed on a $145,000 bond, but his lawyer got a judge to cut that by 90%, so Craven was out on bail Friday night when he was killed.
We have to end the revolving door bail policies that are allowing these things to happen to our communities time and time again.
Fort Worth Police Officers Association President Manny Ramirez tells NBC5 it's an absolute tragedy when violent criminals get out on low bail and offend again, or in this case, return to a criminal environment and themselves are killed. By coincidence, today was to have been the day Craven was ordered to appear in court for violating conditions of his bond. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Police are trying to identify several Plano teens in a video that went viral over the weekend after they beat a manager and a customer at a Hooters. Police say the teens were trying to sell chocolate in the restaurant but were asked to leave. Officer Jerry Minton with police says the teens then turned on the manager and a customer who tried to help. The manager suffered a possible broken arm. The customer is suffering a head injury, but he says they weren't done.
Picked up one of the cigarette extinguishing stands outside and swung against the interior window of the vestibule, shattering that window, and then the glass shards from that caused some injuries for other people, restaurant customers, and employees at the same time.
Several videos taken of the attack are being analyzed to identify the teens. Minton says so far, no arrests have been made. Well, he's a rookie, thrust into the limelight sooner than everybody expected, but so far, Tyler Smith has been great. The Cowboys' new left tackle was supposed to be backup to future Hall of Famer Tyron Smith until he went down to injury. On last night's Cowboys Hour, Tyler Smith says at the time he couldn't believe it.
One thing they don't tell you in the NFL, like, the line of communication is very different. Like, you know, when a player gets, like, lifted or activated or something, like, you'll likely find out on Twitter a lot of the times, like, before you necessarily have somebody call you. So, you know, I was definitely sad at the time, but I knew, like, you know, I'll probably have to step up and do some things of that nature. You know, I was ready for that.
Smith says his biggest test so far was on Sunday, going up against the Rams' Aaron Donald. He got beat a few times, but says he learned a lot.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.